It's here and now.
When you have 10 family members living under one roof, there is no such thing as a private bathroom.
It's the only bathroom with a mirror in it.
No problem. I'll just change right
now. Come on, Joe. Gross.
Come here.
Meet the Nedswickies, the real family at the heart of the new A&E reality show, Southie Rules. There's matriarch Camille, her husband Walter, their kids, Jonathan, Matt, and Leah, their partners and kids, and the ever-present family friend, Devin.
Just because you sleep on the couch doesn't mean you get an all-access pass.
I have a bigger room than you.
True.
You sleep in the living room.
Is it bigger than your room?
Technically.
Yes.
I have a bigger room than you.
10 people under one roof. Wackiness prevails.
You know what time of the month it is?
Don't say it.
What?
At least you're getting your period and you're not pregnant.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about bills.
Wacky. Southie Rules is the first of a number of reality shows, reportedly including one from the producers of Jersey Shore, looking to cash in on this Boston neighborhood in the wake of the capture of Southie resident mobster Whitey Bulger and films like The Departed.
When you decide to be something, you can be it. It's what they don't tell you in the church. When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. Today, what I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
So, what do the townies think of Southie Rules? Maureen Dayhill runs the website Caught in Southie. She was born and raised there. Her family's been there for five generations. We spoke with her before the show aired, and here's what she anticipated.
You just knew it was not going to be good, you know, cheesy. It was going to be very cheesy.
And Maureen Dayhill joins us on the line. Maureen, what'd you think?
I think my prediction was right. It was a little cheesy.
So, did it seem real to you? Did it seem scripted or real?
No, it didn't seem real at all. It actually felt very forced and painfully staged. I actually liked the family. I thought that they were funny and somewhat endearing, but I actually felt bad for the family because I felt like they were forced into situations that made them appear awkward.
Well, and also, I mean, I've been hearing this and reading this in other blogs, too. The mother's Italian. The dad is Polish.
Right.
And your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, there are plenty of Italian and Polish people that live in South Boston, but the part that distracted me was they kept playing the traditional Irish music in the background that just didn't seem to fit.
Yeah, as this Italian mom made her famous meatballs. We have another neighborhood here, the North End. That's, you know, you'd think you'd see that.
I know, and the funniest thing I kept saying to my husband was, who knew meatballs were the official food of Southie? Because, I mean, the meatball thing went on and on and on and on. It was, you know, really the focal point of the first show, which I thought was really an interesting choice.
Well, the sister in the family, Leah, is actually someone you went to school with.
I went to grammar school with Leah, yes.
Well, let's set up a scene here. She's been described by the producers as someone who takes, pardon me, crap from no one. She's a former probation officer, now stay-at-home mom. She sort of, you know, holds this family together. Here's a scene in which she's yelling at her brother Matt and his girlfriend Jen after they go out on this wacky trip on a bicycle with a dog cart behind it to deliver these meatballs. And they end up with, you know, sauce all over them. So here is Leah addressing her brother.
Get out of my face. Go.
Go where? We're home.
Go upstairs to your room and reflect upon this. No, you're not going out the front. You're not. No.
Back
way. You're not traipsing all that through my house.
Sorry, Leah.
So there's Leah that you used to know in grammar school. Do you think, though, that she represented some part of South Boston, the women of South Boston?
Yeah, I think she did. I mean, Leah is actually in person a really nice person. And of course, she comes off as a little bit rough, but no, I feel like, I mean, it was a somewhat accurate depiction, you know, especially with family. I mean, she seemed somewhat genuine, but maybe the volume of her personality might have been turned up a notch.
Well, you think? And this idea, though, that several generations are under one roof, that was for a long time typical in many neighborhoods with three-deckers, you know, in the Boston area. Is that typical anymore?
Not really. I mean, it's more rare than it is the norm, where it used to be 20 years ago more normal to see an entire family living under one roof. But No, you don't really see that anymore. Everything's been condoed, so yeah. You don't really see it too often.
Well, they also tried to capture the language of Southie. You have a column on your website called The Southie Rules Drinking Game,
mm-hmm.
How to drink when you hear certain phrases come up on mm-hmm. the show. For instance, every time one of the characters says wicked. So how much drinking was done last night?
I'm very hungover at work today. Maybe because I was drinking red wine while I watched it. I don't know.
Well, some of the...
Yeah, wicked is... I mean, nobody really says wicked anymore. And that's one of those things that if you're a true Southie person or a true Bostonian, it irritates you when people say wicked.
Yeah. What were some of the other things you were looking for, the stereotypes?
Well, you know what? The thing is that I felt like Southie itself was really missing from the show. That was the most obvious thing to me, is that the Southie stereotypes were not there. It was the exact opposite. It was like just basically about this family, and I was expecting Southie to be a character, and it was missing.
Yeah,
and I missed it.
you were looking for the people who lived there to complain about yuppies moving in.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there was reference of yuppies the second episode, but I thought there were beautiful exterior shots of South Boston, so that kind of got me excited to see like, you know, landmarks and people's houses that I knew. But I felt they had an opportunity to, I don't know, to really touch upon stereotypes, and they didn't.
Well, that could be because of another of your drinking points, which is you expected to see people's faces blurred out because they would not sign release forms. Southie is a traditionally insular place. Maybe they just couldn't get anyone on camera.
Yeah, and I also think because it was so obviously staged that, I don't know, it just didn't feel natural at all.
Yeah.
Maybe if it weren't as staged, more Southie things would have come out through their personalities. Like, I feel like I got a caricature of their personality. I didn't get a true sense of their personalities yet.
And yet, as you say, they seem like perfectly nice people.
Yeah, they do.
You know, just Italian, Polish, living in Irish South Boston.
Exactly.
And the speech is something everybody was looking for. Did you think, though, that it called for subtitles?
No, not at all, because I felt like nobody had that. I mean, they all had Boston accents, definitely, and, you know, some heavier than others, but you could definitely clearly understand what they were saying. So that, you know, insulted me a little bit as a South Bostonian. Like, why do they have to have subtitles? They don't need subtitles.
They're just from South Boston. They're not from, you know, Europe.
Yeah, another country. Yeah, I know.
So what are you hearing in the neighborhood?
The buzz is, I was on Twitter last night, and the buzz is that the same things that I was saying, that it was just an awkward show. It was, and everyone kept saying, calling out the fact that it was definitely staged.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of, you know, local Southie residents were, you know, there were so many great opportunities to, like, you know, really capture South Boston, and they kind of just missed the mark.
Well, it's new, so let's see. That's Maureen Dayhill. She runs the website Caught in Southie. We'll link you to that. The reality show Southie Rules airs on the A&E cable channel on Tuesday nights. They're not sure if they want you to watch it, Maureen. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Meanwhile, looking for an impression Bostonians say they love?
I grew up with nine brothers and sisters. Johnny, Doreen, Dottie, Davey Jr., Debbie, Dougie, Dennis, Donna, and Jamal.
Guess which one's got a different dad?
You're retarded.
Prove it.
Rachel Dratch and Jimmy Fallon. And, of course, they love the Dropkick Murphys. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.